At the June 1st Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Alan Johnson of the Eight Rivers Council, Ken Gator of the Snowshoe Mountain Resort, Kara Rose of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Gil Lillis, and others presented a very strong case against the proposed location of the NIOSH Underground Mine Safety Research Facility at Mace. They presented a letter to the commissioners and asked them to send it forward to the governor and both U.S. senators. The letter requests that a search be initiated to find an alternative and more appropriate location in West Virginia for the mine safety facility. The entire group opposed building the facility in Mace, not because they opposed the need for such a facility, but because this is just not a suitable location for such a facility. A few of the reasons listed in the letter for why the site is a bad idea are noise, traffic congestion on Route 219, destruction of scenic land, smoke, chemical pollution, dewatering and pollution of people's springs and wells, pollution of the headwaters of both the Elk and Tigert Valley rivers, light pollution, and the destruction of unique cave systems. The letter also said that once operational, the plant will only employ about 12 people, most of whom will be researchers from out of the area, while the negative effects on the Snowshoe Resort and other tourism spots in the county could cost far more jobs here. Thus, the risks far outweigh the benefits. Randy Sharp was the one voice supporting building the facility in Mace. He said it could be built and operated without damaging the environment. He told the commissioners that he is tired of seeing enterprises blocked from coming here because they may hurt the tourism industry. Commission President Helmick proposed writing a letter asking for more information about the project so that the commissioners can make a more informed decision in the future. However, Commissioner Jesse Grossclose made a motion to write the letter asking that the state and U.S. governments look for alternative sites in West Virginia which won't cause the negative environmental and economic damage that this site will. Grossclose said that the commission has a responsibility to assist communities who ask for its help. All three commissioners ended up voting for Grossclose's motion. In other actions at the meeting, the commissioners permitted the health department to have a soundproofing foam installed by professionals to ensure the privacy of patients in their examination room. Agreed to issue a proclamation declaring June 21st as Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Agreed to ask the public to write or email the FCC with the reasons they want satellite TV providers to offer West Virginia TV channels to its customers. They agreed to write a letter of understanding to WYK LLC, ensuring them that the WYK will be the company doing the engineering work on the project. They approved 911 Director Mike O'Brien's efforts to expand the exceptions to the National Radio Quiet Zone restrictions for the 911 Center to provide better emergency radio communications in the county. They removed all mandated COVID mask and social distancing requirements in the courthouse. They appointed Rufana McNeil Beasley to a 5-year term on the Historic Landmarks Commission and Pamela Burns to a 4-year term as a county resident member of the Farmland Protection Board. Lisa Cutlip and Chris Monger of the Snowshoe Resort Community District asked the commission to intercede with the Sheriff's Department to help obtain better law enforcement presence at the Snowshoe community due to increases in property crimes, including breaking and entering. Helmick told them that the commission cannot tell the sheriff how to deploy his deputies, but has some financial ability to help the Sheriff's Department provide better and more timely service at Snowshoe. Helmick asked that the sheriff come to a future commission meeting to discuss these issues and consider solutions. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.